Following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFNWF and edited for rebroadcast on Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at wavefarm.org/listen.
Displaces it to some symbolic action from a specific idea, object, or situation, action against anxiety, in which a person detaches his anxiety from a specific idea, object, or according to the National Institute of Mental Health. A phobia is a defensive reaction against anxiety, in which a person detaches his anxiety from a specific idea, object, or situation, and displaces it to some symbolic idea, object, or situation. Though the person knows no actual danger exists, when exposed to the phobia-stimulating thing, he is filled with fear. A great variety of phobias has been described. Among them are fears of dirt, bacteria, certain animals, or vehicular travel, airplanes or cars, for example. Many phobias have Greek names. Agoraphobia, fear of open places, or claustrophobia, fear of shut-in places. For more information on this and other mental health subjects, write to the National Institute of Mental Health, Post Office Box 1974, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Our guest on Mental Health Matters is social scientist Dr. William Denham, the National Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Denham is giving us a word picture of the People's Republic of China, painted for a recent visit there. Dr. Denham, you said, no drugs, alcoholism,
Box 1974, Rockville, Maryland.
Address again, ADAMHA, Post Office Box 1974, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Dr. Denham is director of the NIMH.
Seeing silhouettes, 500 yards away, took an enormous picture in color. Now stay tuned. Heck, couldn't miss the picture. The picture of Mars.
That was your first impression.
That was my first visual.
Does this go into college as well?
And the cameras swing on the core, repeats at the editor's agree.
Dr. Denham, I'd like you to relate briefly your encounter with Chinese acupuncture.
Well, let me just give you a comment on a building response. We have one of my colleagues in the pit.
The reporters pick up their pads and pencils, they rush to the scene. The pencils, they rush to the scene.
I'm on reverb for a minute. Ooh, I've been running around. Hello, welcome. Thanks for joining. I had some coffee, so I'm a little jazz. No, I'm excited. It's summer solstice today. I think, right? I'm not getting that wrong. It was bright out for most of the day, so. So I found an album called Winter Solstice, and I pl- played it backwards, which I think is, I think negates it, right? So it's summer. It's backwards winter. Misaligned winter? I don't know. I'm trying to find the right way to sell that, right wording. I'm actually out of breath. I'm usually not. Maybe it's my I don't know if I'm out of shape or caffeinated or what? Or summered? Summered out? Okay. We're going. I'm full force. I'm ready for this. I feel like I'm doing a sports event. I'm prepped. I'm ready. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Enjoy. My problem is I don't come up with what to do after my mic break. So I'm trying to find time right now, but we're all good. It's good.
Certain animals or vehicles. Many phobias. Agoraphobia, fear of open places. Strophobia, fear of shrugging places.
To lend a helping hand. I tried to do.
Why I can't stay long just by myself? Wish I was comfortable. Why just myself. Just myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just myself. Get like that. Why I can't stay on just by myself. Wish I was comfortable. Why just myself. Just myself. Myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just by myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just with myself. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Why I can't stay on just by myself. Forget like that. It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Wish I was comfortable. Just myself. Wish I was comfortable. Just myself. Wish I was comfortable. Wish I was comfortable. Just with myself. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that.
She quickly shuts the door. The reporters pick up their pads and pens as they rush to the scene. And the cameras wink on the gory views that the editors agree.
Yeah, Mac, I just pulled over now and it looks like it's gonna be an all-night job tonight, you know. If you could send a few cars over, it would sure help a lot. And I should sit more in front of the TV tonight, cause I don't actually like what she can see. I'll start making a few inquiries. Yay! Yay!
Yeah! Yeah!
Visually,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But on the inside, and you're... On the inside, and you're... visually,
yeah.
It's unbelievable. But on the inside, and you're... unbelievable. Yeah. But on the inside and you're...
And look at the ability. Hire the handicap.
Hire the handicap.
And keep America working.
Keep America working.
I guess on Mental Health Matters on the book of mine from Dr. William Denham. Biomedical problems. Depression.
Or to consider recruiting handicapped people. Yet there are many jobs they are qualified for. Employers, don't overlook handicapped persons when you're hiring. They are valuable workers. They have ability, skill, talent, and motivation. Give the handicapped a chance to show their abilities and skills. They don't want handouts and charity. They want to be good. Overlook the disability and look at the ability. Hire the handicapped and keep America working.
Keep America working.
I guess on Mental Health Matters, the social scientist, Dr. William Denham.
I'd need over top to see my also go to the time for holding my trigger. I don't work out in the beach yet. I can I head up.
I need a handicap.
And keep America warm.
Our guest on Mental Health.
Why holding my trigger?
I don't work out in the beach yet.
And keep America working.
Our guest on. Social science, Dr. William Denham. Miss Toll. What? We swear most of us will never go. The people of the color. Why not? Dr. Denham, let's talk a little bit here. The mental health. Is there a simple but profound difference between Chinese and Western thinking about mental health? Well, there are numbers of the fact that Chinese tend to make jobs and symptoms between melanin, psychosis, and the kind of problems that they live in. They tend to sister-in-law, husband, care, valid daughter, learning disability. They have nothing that approaches our so-called human services. Those problems dealt with through their existing institutions and their natural support system. The family, the employment setting, perform the functions that which in our country are handled by various types of professional systems, such as health and welfare agencies, family agencies, child guidance clinics, and so forth. Those kinds of problems, what I call universal natural support systems, in which the family plays a crucial role.
Yeah, let's talk about the family for a minute. How does the family emotional stability? Is it that tightly knit? Is it that stay together?
Well, precisely because
8852. Address again, ADAMHA, Post Office Box 1974, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
I still feel like
To me. My name's Olivia, and this is my show. This episode is called Refried Elvis. I stole the title from this book that I skimmed. I read the intro. But it's really interesting book, and you should check it out. The intro was very good. It's about like rock and roll and how it and the U.S.'s relationships with Mexico, and how like the countercultural movement and the government and advertising and all these different groups like co-opted the language of rock and roll for their own purposes. It was really interesting. I think there needs to be more complex studies on rock and roll, in my opinion. I say without any intention to solve that. But yeah, it's like consumerism and sort of like depoliticization and modernization in Mexico. Check it out. Refried Elvis is the name of it. Okay. But yeah, it made me start listening to some Elvis this past week. I didn't really grow up in a household with much Elvis around. There were other icons adored over Elvis, I guess. So I didn't really know many of his songs, but I Love You Because is a song I played earlier, and that's a really good song. I don't know if that's like, is that underground Elvis? I don't know, because I don't know Elvis, but I'd never heard it before and I liked it. Also, this Polk Salad Annie, I don't know if that's, is that a deep cut? I don't know. But there's some great live video of this from 1970 when he was in Las Vegas. And there's amazing camera work. It like zooms in and out very quickly as he gyrates on the stage. So check it out. Worth a watch, I would say. All right. So we started off kind of all over the place, but I think we're gonna calm down. I sort of wanted to be really calm, but then I had all these ideas, and so I didn't. But I want to get there. I want some calm in my life. I did some Zen. I was in a very bad mood today, and I called my brother, and he indulged my anger and ranting. And then I just sat outside for a while and listened to music and recentered myself, prepared myself for this occasion here, that only happens once a week. And it helped. So I'm feeling good. I'm in a good space, and I appreciate the Zen, so I should honor it. Is that the right way to say that? I should replicate the Zen through my sounds. So far, it's not been Zen, but maybe it has. It's kind of cleansing in like a bombarding way. Okay.